Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our newborn Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. You just heard Pastor Calland read from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. Well, this is a Christmas like no other. With a pandemic raging, we may feel like people who live in darkness. If darkness means a world where nobody can see very well, if darkness means a sense of uncertainty, of being lost, vulnerable, afraid, if darkness means conflict between people, races, nations, then we are people who sit in darkness. Darkness fills our social media, news, television. We know much about darkness in our personal lives too. Cancer, troubled marriages and families, COVID, divorce, addiction, depression. If we are people who pray, Frederick Buechner says, darkness is apt to be a lot of what our prayers are about. If we are people who have quit praying, it is apt to be darkness in one form or another that has stopped our praying. We are people who walk in darkness and sit in the shadow of death. In the face of so much pain and darkness in this world, what is there to say? There are times when there is nothing to say. There are no answers. Time and time again, our experience in life seems to contradict our faith. How can we affirm God's goodness, God's love, and God's presence in this kind of world? Why does God seem to remain so silent, so aloof, in the face of so much suffering and evil? Well, God had a plan. God had a messy plan. God decided to send God's Son. And where does the Lord of Lords and King of Kings decide to show up? In a barn, a stable, a manger, of all places. Certainly no place fit for a king. But then again, this was no ordinary king. God could have made things a little neater. God can do that, but God didn't. Maybe you know this story I'm about to tell. I heard it years ago at Christmas at a rural church in Hanska, Minnesota, where my wife's family gathered. And I've longed to tell this story again, and here's my chance. You see, there was a family who lived out in a farm in western Minnesota. On Christmas Eve, the mom and the kids went to church, but the dad just wasn't interested. The whole Christmas story is nonsense, he said. Why would God come to earth as a human, a baby? It's crazy. And he sat down in front of the TV. While his family was at church, the lightly falling snow started to turn into a huge blizzard. The wind was rattling all the windows, and suddenly he heard a loud thump. Something had hit the window, then another thump. He looked out, but he couldn't see more than a few feet. So when the winds let up a bit, he ventured outside to see what could have been hitting the house. Well, in a field near the house, he saw a flock of wild geese. Apparently, they'd been flying south when they got caught in the snowstorm and they couldn't go on. They were lost. They just flapped their wings and flew around the field in low circles, confused, aimless. A couple of them had perhaps seen the light in the window and had flown into it. Well, the man felt sorry for these geese and wanted to help them. So he walked over to his barn and swung open the big doors, then watched and waited, hoping they would notice and go inside. But they didn't notice or realize what the warm, safe barn could mean for them. The man tried to herd them into the barn, but that just seemed to scare them, and they moved further away. Then he went and got some bread and tried to leave a path of crumbs so they'd find their way in. But they still didn't catch on. Nothing he could do would get them into the warm and safe barn. In frustration, he shouted, "Why aren't you following me? I'm trying to help you survive the storm, you stupid geese." He thought for a moment and then realized they wouldn't follow a person. Geese only understood geese. He had to take a different angle. "If only I were a goose, then I could show them the way in. Then I could save them," he said out loud. Then he had an idea. He went into the barn and got one of his own geese and carried it out in his arms into the middle of the field. Then he released it. His goose flew through the flock and straight into the barn. And one by one, the other geese followed. He stood silently for a moment as his own words replayed in his mind. "If only I were a goose, then I could save them." Suddenly it all made sense. That is what God had done that night so long ago. He stood there looking up into the mess of snowflakes swirling in the sky, and for the first time in years, he spoke to God. "Thank you, God. Thank you for coming to earth for me." God came to earth at Christmas to show us how to get through the storms. The life of Jesus is a life that also ended in tragedy and death. Emmanuel, God with us, is no stranger to darkness. The cross stands at the center of the Christian faith, not only as a symbol of God's love for us, but of Jesus' own engagement in the powers of evil and darkness in this world. How can we truly celebrate Christmas, the gift of the birth of the Christ child, without naming the darkness and the need for the Christ child? Now, I know for many people, Christmas is the most difficult time of year, especially this Christmas. Maybe you're one of them this Christmas. So much pain, so many questions, so many memories, and so much loneliness. But as the church, we gather in times of joy and sadness, in times of fear and pain, and we sing the songs of faith, even if it's virtually. Sometimes the most radical and faithful thing we can do is to keep on singing the songs, even when we do not feel them. As an act of defiant faith, we sing and we pray right into the darkness of doubt and anger and fear. Find out for yourself whether in this child born so long ago, there really is the power to give us a new kind of life. be open to the possibility that God might be coming to you in a way that you didn't expect. Just like he came and surprised a waiting world over 2,000 years ago. The great promise is that in and through the one who was born in Bethlehem, Luke 1, verses 78 and 79 tells us, by the tender mercy of God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, on you and on me, on all of us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. In other words, darkness will not have the final word. It never will. Thanks be to God. Amen.